Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. Today, we're diving deep into something absolutely essential: building positive relationships and cultivating those supportive networks that can truly make a world of difference. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Asher, isn't this kind of basic advice? Trust me, it's way deeper than that. Think about it. Who are the people who lift you up when you're feeling down? Who celebrate your wins and offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times? These folks, these are the anchors in our lives, the ones who help us navigate the choppy waters of everyday existence. Building strong relationships isn't just about having a bunch of friends. It's about forging genuine connections with people who understand you, support your dreams, and make life feel richer. Ever felt like you were going through something alone, wishing you had someone to confide in? You know that feeling when you finally find that person who gets you, who listens without judgment, who just gets it. That's the power of a truly supportive network. So, how do we cultivate these magical connections? First off, be authentically you. This might sound simple, but so many people try to fit into molds or pretend to be someone they're not. It's like trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole, it just doesn't work. Embrace your quirks, your passions, and your unique perspective. The right people will appreciate you for who you are, flaws and all. Second, practice active listening. This means truly paying attention when someone is talking, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Make eye contact, ask questions, and show genuine interest in what they have to say. People feel valued when they know they're being heard, understood, and appreciated. Third, be a giver, not just a taker. Relationships thrive on reciprocity. It's not always about what you can get, it's about what you can offer. Offer support, lend a helping hand, share your knowledge or skills. Even small gestures can go a long way in building strong bonds. Fourth, invest time and effort. Like any relationship, meaningful connections require nurturing. Make an effort to connect with people regularly, whether it's grabbing coffee, going for a walk, or simply having a phone call. Life gets busy, but prioritizing those relationships is essential. Finally, don't be afraid to let go of toxic relationships. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, certain connections become draining and negative. It's okay to recognize when it's time to step back or move on. Remember, you deserve to surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, not those who bring you down. Think about a time when you were feeling really stressed or overwhelmed. Did you reach out to someone in your network for support? Maybe a friend listened patiently while you vented, or a family member offered words of encouragement? These moments of connection can make all the difference in helping us cope with life's challenges and build resilience. Imagine this. You're going through a particularly tough time at work. Deadlines are looming, stress is mounting, and you just feel like giving up. But then, you reach out to your trusted colleague, Sarah. She listens without judgment, offers helpful advice, and reminds you of your strengths. Her support gives you the boost you need to keep going. That's the power of a strong network. It provides a safe space to be vulnerable, receive encouragement, and ultimately feel supported and empowered. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you build positive relationships? Who are the people in your life who make a real difference? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Remember, building strong relationships takes time and effort, but it's one of the most rewarding investments you can make. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make life feel brighter. You deserve to have those supportive connections in your corner, cheering you on every step of the way. So go out there, nurture those relationships, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Mental Toolbox, where we'll be exploring more strategies for building a happy and fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.